I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, hello, dearie. You're listening to Shag Marriage Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
What was that?
Oh, hello, dearie. It's from Mrs. Doubtfire.
Is it?
Hello, dearie. Yeah.
Right.
Isn't it?
Well, I mean, the words are. The accent wasn't.
Hello,
there, was
dearie.
Right.
We're in Glasgow this weekend. Can't wait to do my Scottish accent. I've already annihilated the Welsh accent when we're in Cardiff.
Yeah. Cardiff got a full both barrel of your accent attempts. Mm.
I didn't try Hull or Bournemouth because honestly, don't really know.
Don't know what Bournemouth sounds like, I'll be honest with you. It was a lovely place, so I imagine
quite posh,
quite well spoken most of
them. Yeah, it was nice.
Hull is just Hull, innit? Just drop your H. Hull.
Yeah.
A bit like
Lucy Beaumont, just channel,
Lucy, yeah, but like
channel
Lucy
Beaumont,
like Lucy, or like Ryan Jarman from Cribs, but he's from Wakefield. So
that's Wakefield.
Yeah. So I went east. I went east on the M62 and south a little bit.
Yeah,
and we arrived at Wakefield.
Yeah,
and I shouldn't have, and I apologise.
Yeah,
but big shout out to everyone who's been at the show so far. You've been amazing. Thank you for adding your sending your beefs in. You've been incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all been good fun.
It has, but this is the podcast.
This is not the tour. So let's not worry about the tour.
This is the podcast.
Yeah. Some tickets still available though for like Manchester, Sheffield, Birmingham,
the
Liverpool, some of the big ones in the middle there. Wembley basically sold out, Newcastle sold out, Glasgow sold out.
But stop, we're not talking about the tour.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, hey, what? Hey, what?
Why do you have to mention every venue?
Oh, sorry.
You're not going to burn alive.
Shall I just do a stupid accent instead? Shall I? Eh? Is that what this is?
Oh, we've spent too much time together.
Yeah, I think we might
get on my tits.
Yeah.
My throat is killing today.
Oh, yeah, I want you to have a drink of that water that I just went and got you. Go on, have a little sip of that.
You're welcome, thank you.
Yeah. Why am I welcome?
I don't know. Oh, hey, listen, I shouldn't be talking today.
Yeah, you this morning, on the day that we have to record the podcast, which is our one day off this week, you turned around and said, I could really do with a day of not talking. Ooh. And I nearly went, excellent, can I get that in writing? And then I realised I had to do the podcast together.
Yeah, it's the worst job in the world to have when you're poorly, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
It is what it is. Listen, it is episode 246. Thank you so much for being here and listening to us. If you just joined, welcome to the party, pal.
Hello.
If you've been here for a while, thank you for, soldiering on. And,
Just to let you know, I've been going through the questions and emails and stuff today. There was an email from a couple who came to see the show in Cardiff, I think.
Mm-hmm. This is the podcast. Why are you talking about the shows?
Oh, okay, fair enough. But all I'm saying is neither of them, had listened to one episode of the podcast.
Really?
I swear to God.
So they must have seen the TV show then.
So, I'm guessing they'd seen the TV show or they'd seen you doing stuff or whatever. I don't do much on the telly, so it'll not be me. And they really enjoyed it.
Really?
They'd not listened to one episode of the podcast, which I just found... I found it mad that they came...
Again,
to the podcast tour. They've not listened to what, but great, they had a great time,
Rosie, some people are a lot more adventurous than us, and some people have got a lot more time on their hands. You say that from the point of view of someone who's got quite an intense job and two incredibly intense children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They might just literally have looked and gone, oh, hey, you know that, oh, look at that, them people. Oh, hey, Doss, she was on...
Well, I used to do stuff like that.
Yeah, she was on Christmas Strictly Overmarked, and he was on, he does stuff. Let's go and see their show, see what that's like. We're like going there. Some people, I get really jealous of people who just turn up at their local venue and go to see stuff. Do you know, like when I used to do... like art centres and stuff, and even smaller theatres. Well, even bigger theatres, to be fair, but when you sort of tour, it happens more in the smaller art centres when the 200, 300 seaters when you first start stand-up. You'd always get, even if you'd never done there before, not done any telly, whatever, you could put a 200-seater on sale in, I don't know, for God knows where, And there'll always be four or five people who would come anyway because they just go to see whatever's on at the arts centre.
That might be us one day.
Nah, definitely not.
Why?
Nah,
it will. When we've not got as much on, we'll go to the customs house.
Yeah,
we'll rock down the customs house. They've got there's loads of players in that on, and I never get to see them.
Listen,
they were doing a blooming
take one of your mates.
A 60s night.
Take one of your mates.
I will. Thank I'd you. Flip my love too. They were doing a 60s night.
I'm joking.
And I missed it.
Yeah.
And I was gutted.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyway. The us one day.
Oh. Yeah, but thank you again to everyone. Anyway, look, it's a podcast, man. Shut up about the live show.
Sorry.
Episode 246. And without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is Gravel Driveways. Oh, hey.
What's wrong with a gravel driveway?
You always wanted one of them, have you? Rosie?
Yeah.
Eh? Chris, you too? You always wanted one of them, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Eh? Nice and posh.
Lush.
Oh, excuse me. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Mm. Oh, yeah. No. Impractical. Irritating. Fucking sick of it.
We are not changing our
driveway. Our house has got a gravel driveway and I'm absolutely fucking sick. It's like having 2-day-old snow constantly.
I love it.
And the snow when it's frozen over the top. And you can't do anything with it. It spills out into the street. Do you know sometimes when I'm waiting for, if I'm waiting for a taxi or something outside, I'm waiting for someone to come pick us up. Do you know what? Just stand kicking our gravel back into our drive.
I'm sorry, there's not much. Loser. There's not much, Chris.
Oh, I look like a right.
You're being ridiculous.
They're my stones.
Do you know what's going to upset you?
What?
I love the gravel driveway.
Right.
I don't like the colour of the stones.
That's pathetic.
I want this colour changed.
I'm not painting the stones.
No, I want all of that gravel taken out. And change to a different colour.
What is this? The princess and the pea? No.
I do.
No.
I do.
I
will. It's happening.
Check.
I haven't sorted it.
Your privilege, please.
Well, no, but it can get reused.
Where?
Somebody else's drive.
Oh,
sell it on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, right, bags of the wood, you know. The wood.
I know, yeah.
You know what it is? Facebook Marketplace, you would absolutely see someone selling fucking, 4 ton of gravel.
Yeah.
And some fucking nutter would come and pick it up in a hatchback.
Yeah.
They would. Oh, yeah. It's not going to fit in the Fiesta. No, it's not going to fit in the fucking Fiesta. It's 4 ton of gravel, you dick.
So that's the plan for
Hate
next
it.
Summer.
Don't anyone listening. Do not get a gravel.
Don't because it's no. So night. No, it's lush.
All right. When was the last time you popped out of the car without your shoes on?
Well, you can't.
Never. It's like one of the hot coals. Fucking horrible. And what are the kids?
It keeps the kids in.
No.
It keeps Rafe in. It's dead safe.
Yeah, but when he's out, when he's got his shoes on, what does he do? If you don't get him outside and get him immediately in one of them cars, he throws the fucking. He picks up the stones and he fucking throws them at the cars.
Oh, and didn't the stone get stuck in my?
What? A stone got stuck in your brake? In your brake on your car? And your car brake was fucked for a couple of weeks. Honestly. Bollocks.
But I've always wanted one. So
you get little dips in it and you've got to go out and rake it over. I know there's first world problems, but you work with
what would
you
get instead?
Tarmac. The lot of it.
Oh!
Tarmac.
Absolutely.
Or
not.
That resin that we had in the other house, that resin stuff
was amazing.
Yeah,
but that's dead slippy.
Well,
I do. Resin looks amazing, I have to admit.
Lush.
But very slippy.
Oh,
has it? Your mum have tripped over. I fell over once.
No.
Oh, she your tripped
mom,
over the
Your
thing.
Mom fell over the gate post, which is still one of the best videos we ever had.
Fantastic video.
Also, that tit. Listen. Don't do it. Big shout out, by the way, to Cameron, who was the lad. I know we did this a long time ago. I said I was going to give you a shout out. Cameron was the guy who came in a gigantic fucking truck that couldn't fit through our gate and delivered a full pallet of tiles. And the little pallet truck wouldn't go on the shitty house gravel.
Oh, yeah.
So Cameron, legend, me and him picked up box by box by box of a full pallet of tiles and took them to the garage.
Well done.
You legend.
First Thank manual labour you've ever done in your life.
Do I need to take you back down to that street in Shields where me and my dad did all the railings?
Oh, for God's sake. I know exactly where it is.
Yeah. Horton House Road, South Shields, everyone.
Aye, exactly.
Every railing on that street me and my dad
did. Oh, mates
did.
Live on there now.
Yeah, so there you go.
What else was I going to say? So no, if anyone wants to email in me to know, let us know about gravel,
don't
colour gravel.
Please don't do that.
I'd be really interested.
Please don't do that. Again, this is something. We were in Cardiff the other night and someone said that the man's beef with his wife in the crowd was that she'd bought him a pregnancy experience for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And he had to wear a full thing. God damn them two for telling you that was a thing. Because I guarantee that's going to end up in my Christmas box or birthday box.
Where'd
at some
that
point.
Come from?
What?
Where did I say something to do with Christmas?
No, you just said, I'm annoyed that I don't want anyone to get in touch with you and tell you about how you can swap your gravel, because that's really... There'll be a
where
place where you can swap your gravel.
Where did the pregnancy thing come
from? Because I'm annoyed that I don't want anyone to tell you about a place where you can swap gravel, because of the same as I didn't want them to tell you that the pregnancy experience was a thing. Do you understand?
You've had that on your brain since then. Are you worried I'm going to buy it for you?
You better not, because it's going straight in the bin. It's going straight on Facebook Marketplace. 4 ton of gravel plus a free pregnancy experience.
I'm intrigued. Must be collected where you get them, in a
van. Yeah, it's not happening.
I'd Google it, but I'm too busy looking at...
Have you got Google open now? Why do you do this? What are you looking at?
I'm looking at table linen, Christmas table linen.
We're doing a podcast.
I know we are. And I'm here. But I'm also looking at table linen. I had closed it. Carry on.
So unprofessional. So unprofessional. Everyone, I'm so sorry.
I can't concentrate.
Put the jingle on and let's
all right, here's the
disconnect
jingle.
You from the Wi-Fi. Yeah? Quick, change a password.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. Hope you're all well and hope you're all getting bloody sorted for Christmas. It's really not long.
All got your trees up already, eh? Halfway through November seems to be the new one.
It's the thing now, apparently.
I don't know what's going on.
I know.
I don't know what's going on. If it makes people happy, fair enough. Hey, listen, you won't catch me saying this very often.
Go on.
But if you've got your tree up early and it's made you happy, fair enough.
Yeah, there's a lot of sadness in the world right now.
And you know what it is? And that is me. That is me being very unlike me, because I like to have a right whinge on you.
Well done, I know. No, you're right, though.
Being,
I think,
for once, not an arsehole. And listen to this.
Well done.
That's me patting myself on the back.
If it makes you happy... Can't be, what is it? The
best. I don't know. Okay.
I'm actually enjoying seeing all the Christmas stuff. Usually I'm a bit like that. Usually I'm like, oh God, already. But I love Christmas. But we are putting ours up on the 9th of December.
Yeah.
Which actually is quite early, in my opinion.
I don't think it's early. Because once
it's not anymore, though.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous.
When I was younger, we didn't put ours up until like the 15th of December.
Well, that's because your mum hates Christmas.
Well, yeah, I know.
Can you remember that year she put a tree up on Christmas
23rd,
Eve? Christmas Eve she put it up. She bought it on the 23rd. She put it up
for
on
a
Christmas
pound.
Eve. She got it for a pound. That was it, on the 20th. She bought it on Christmas Eve for a pound. Yeah. It was the last one left. It looked like it'd been in a fucking fire. And she put it up and she just slung it out on Boxing Day.
I know.
We went to hers Boxing Day afternoon, I think. I picked her up and it was fucking, it was in the back lane.
She's one of a kind, is our Sandra. No, I don't think she gets a tree anymore.
Great.
I think she just puts nice little bits up, like garlands and wreaths and that. Yeah. She's like, fuck getting a tree. I kind of get it. But what was I going to say? Oh, so I've been busy buying the Baines presents and stuff like that.
Right.
And I'm kind of like annoyed at myself. Robin and Rafe, to an extent, love craft. Like, they just love crafty things.
Mm.
And I bought a couple of crafty things. Like, I bought like a pottery set thing that I've been... Instagram keeps throwing us these ads, right?
God, a pottery set. Sorry.
I know.
I'm just thinking they're cleaning up.
Well, no. But that's fine. But the only problem with our kids, I don't know if yours are the same, right? They want to open them there and then.
Oh, yeah. So
on Christmas morning.
Open it up first. Right, let's all make pots.
Yeah. And I'm going to be like, this is not the time. This is not the time, not the place to be making pots, Robin. Tomorrow... Preferably actually not tomorrow, because we're going to a party. The next day, 27th of December, we'll pot all day long.
I've talked about it before, it's when someone else buys your kid a massive convoluted present.
Mm-hmm.
Slime kits, slime making kit. Stop fucking buying my children slime making kits. Unless part of the present is you staying and making that slime with them. Fuck off with your slime. Fuck off with your slime making kits. I'm absolutely sick of it.
I hope you realise that we've got Rafe to go as well through the slime phase.
Slime! Oh, God!
Robin loves slime.
Yeah.
So I've bought a few crafty things. I'm going to stop.
Right. Yeah, stop
I need
it.
To stop. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. God. Let's go full hog. Let's go full hog. Get him a proper pottery wheel. Like Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen does it online now?
Yeah, he does,
fucking
doesn't he?
Ghost.
Mm.
Yeah, get one of them. Get a full pottery wheel, the lot, the water, the clay, everything. Spin it, fucking top off. Go on, get him the lot. Christmas Day. Jesus Christ. It'd be like a fucking plasterer's house around here.
Oh, well, my Kev can come and show him how to do it.
Oh, fantastic. I cannot wait.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So we came back from Cardiff the other day. We flew back and we were on the flight, and I love, like, loads of my early stand-up was little bits of... I used to love sitting and overhearing. I was quite nosy. I used to sit quite a lot with headphones in and just listen to people talking. And I always had lots of early bits of stand-up about stuff I'd overheard.
You know.
So I did it on the plane for a bit and I had my headphones in and I overheard one of the air stewards talking to the other air steward.
Okay.
And I just heard something I'd never considered or thought about, and it was just such a beautiful little bit of his conversation. He just turned to his mate and he went, "Oh, did the flight to Lapland the other day?" And his mate went, "Did you? How was it?" And he went, "Oh, it was horrible."
Oh, no.
He went, "They were feral." He went, "They were fucking feral." He went, his exact words were, "I'd rather do the midnight flight to Ibiza any day of the week."
Shut up. Shut up. Seriously.
And I took my headphones out and I went, "Sorry, mate." I went, "I heard that," because I'd spoke to him anyway. Mm-hmm. And I went, "Was it bad?" And he went, "Oh, now I think the flight held about 160 people or 150 people. He said there were 60 kids on the flight.
Jesus.
Now, whenever you get on a plane, even if it's summer holidays, there's a handful of kids. You know what I mean? It's always adults.
Yeah.
Like 60 is a shitload. Like a third, for over a third of the passengers to be children is a lot, right? Yeah. So he was like, "There was 60 kids," and I went, "Oh, was it really bad?" And he just looked us dead in the eyes and just went, "There were crisps everywhere." Wait, there's like a man who'd been through a fucking war.
There were crisps everywhere.
Very, very
funny. God, they'll have been so excited.
Oh, imagine. He said it was carnage, but of course, I didn't even think of that, the fact that they're going to see Santa. Yeah, they must have just been losing their shit.
They would have been so excited, imagine. And we saw the airplane, it says.
Santa's Lapland on
the side of the airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Is it EasyJet does that?
Like, it's EasyJet.
Because it was EasyJet. He was an EasyJet steward.
Big shout out Ben. Ben from EasyJet. Yeah. Nice guy. Yeah.
EasyJet just taking the kids to Lapland.
I'd rather do the midnight flight to Ibiza any day of the week.
Would you ever take the kids to Lapland?
Yeah, we never have time to do it. But yeah, I mean, we're going to the
fake one in London.
We're going to the London one, the Ascot one, which is amazing.
It's epic.
And you'll find it's not fake. The tree opens up, we go through a magical portal, and we end up in Lapland anyway.
Insane,
we just go there via Ascot.
We're going for the second time because we did take Robin when he was 4. Can't remember it.
Pointless. Waste
Can't
of money.
Can't remember it. At all. What
literally
the...
ridiculous amount of shit that kid can't remember. Why did we bother? Why did we bother?
Rafe's coming. Rafe will not have a clue.
Nah.
We want to watch. But I think he'll enjoy it. And then we'll possibly have to take him one more time. But that's the only thing we're doing. That's the only thing. No, nice. Hang on. We've got Dancing on Ice. Dancing on Ice. What's it called, man? Disney on Ice. Imagine the bands Dancing on Ice. we're going to Disney on Ice and we're going to the London Ascot, London Lapland, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's the only things we're doing. That's the only Christmas things that we've got booked in. Because I'm not taking them to fight. No, it's ridiculous when people take the kids to too many Christmas things.
Loads
don't
of
understand
panels
it.
And that. I remember speaking to someone one year and they were like, "Yeah, we're going to see Santa again. Yeah, she's seen 6 Santas this year." And I'm like, "Fucking hell, what the hell is that kid thing's going on?"
I know.
Oh my God.
I know. How many times, I've had to say to Rob, because Robin said to me, he went, "Why is there so many Santas around?" I was like, they're all just these helpers.
Pick the best one. Big, big tip to parents out there. If you see a few Santas, pick the best one and go, "Oh, that was the real one. The rest one were helpers."
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Boom.
There you go.
So there you are. Babadoo, 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 ba. Rosie.
Yes.
I've got a would you rather for you.
Oh, I love one of these. Sorry.
And I made this one up.
Right. Well done.
I made this one up myself, up my own head.
Oh, God.
Now, I'm hoping, if you're getting the spirit of it, I'm hoping it's all right. It's not disgusting. No, it's not Christmassy. It's fucking November. Get out of everyone's Instagram.
You said
it's
get
November.
In the spirit.
Of the game.
Oh.
Not in the Christmas spirit.
Sorry, I feel Christmassy. God, what's the matter with you?
Oh, God. You've been watching too many videos on Instagram. Listen, would you rather, right, play along at home, would you rather have only really small towels forever?
Oh, how small?
Tea towel size for when you get out of the bath or the shower. You're allowed to use a couple.
Is this because I sent Robin to school for his swimming lesson with a hand towel?
Yes.
Is this where this came from?
Yes.
Right.
So would you...
I mean, he did laugh, to be fair. He found
he
it very
it
funny.
Off. And I find it incredible that he laughed that off because
laugh
it tells
off.
You the strength of character of our kid and the fact that the rest of his kids in his class must be quite nice, because I know for a fact Carl Hutchinson told me that... One PE in Carl Hutchinson school in his year. One PE, someone came with a tiny little towel and someone went, "Oh, look at that, tea towel." Our kid was known as tea towel for years. Still referred to as tea towel.
Oh, Oh, I think I remember this. I think I remember someone being called Dick Dowell in the year below me.
Yeah.
Oh, was it
at
St. Wilfrid's?
St. Wilfrid's, yeah, yeah. Oh, God. So we got... don't do that again when he's older, because little 7-year-olds don't know to absolutely, I know.
Well, he
did.
Nobody he probably took it in his stride, and apparently he was literally going to all his mates like, "See me towel."
Yeah. So he owned it. Yeah, it's good that he owns it.
But I mean, I felt horrendous, but never mind. Literally, right. He was the tiniest hand towel.
So, would you rather?
All right, sorry. Okay. Right,
would
have
you rather
towels.
Have little towels forever? You can forever. Never. You can't sew both these things about telly. You can't sew them all together, right. Or anything like that. Or the billionaire who's sorting this out, he will come and he'll murder your whole family, right?
Oh, of course.
The billionaire who's doing
yeah,
this.
Right. Okay.
Which, you know, I'll be honest with you, by the way.
How much shit have I got to eat?
It's Elon Musk. You don't have to. You don't have to. So Elon Musk's been on the phone and he said, "Look, Rosie's got two choices for the rest of her life. One, right. Either tiny little tea towels okay. forever, bit smaller than a tea towel, bit bigger than a flannel." Right,
oh,
but you
Jesus.
Get out the bath. You get out the bath. It's
oh,
cold.
No.
You get out the hot
oh.
bath. But you've got to have a couple of them, and you know, chamois yourself down.
Oh, so you can have a couple. You're not just one.
You can have a couple of them.
Okay.
You can have a couple.
Right. Okay. This
you
changes.
Can have as, you can have as many as you want.
All right. All right. Okay. Can't sew them together. Yeah.
You, they're not big enough to tie around you, and they're not big enough to drape over your shoulder. It's
okay.
just too small.
I'm already a bit sad about yeah. it, but okay.
So, would you rather tiny towels forever, yeah. right, or exactly the same size duvets forever?
What do you mean?
So you don't have a full size duvet.
Just
exactly
that little
the same
tiny
size.
Little thing.
Yeah, so like square, like, but they're about the size of a laptop. I'm looking at my laptop here, but so it's look you can have as many as you want. You can have 600 of them on top of you for bed, right? But you only do have tiny, tiny little duvets or tiny little towels when you go out the bath.
Okay.
Which one would
right.
you rather?
I'm gonna go with the hang on, I'm just... you give us a little duvet.
Really?
Yeah. Because I'll not ever use it. And I'll just use dressing gowns and blankets.
No. Elon?
No, there was no specification
with
this.
Elon, she's trying... Hello, mate. Yeah, she's trying to break... No, she wants little... She wants to wear, use a different kind of blanket. No, sorry. Whole family murder.
Can't.
Not in the... He's got... Honestly.
Oh, do you want a bit of whole
he was very clear.
Is that the consequence?
He was very yes, that's the consequence. He's very, very clear. No, he's very this is so imagine this is like deal or no deal, and I've picked up the phone at the banker. But
oh,
the banker's Elon.
This is horrendous.
You pick one or the other, you
right,
can't
okay,
have any alternative.
Okay, right, okay. Well then I need a duvet.
Okay.
I'll just hair dry on myself dry. Would you fuck you got no, you've got to have alternatives.
Elon, me again. Hair dryer. No. Yeah, death of the family, apparently.
No.
Yeah.
Nah.
You
so
can't.
I'm sorry, you can't use any. It's just you got to use them things.
Yeah, forever.
Right, well, okay.
And he's
watching. I need a duvet.
Right, okay.
I need a duvet to sleep with. Okay. And I'll just dry myself with a little horrible little towel. For God's sake.
Oh, I'm proud of that. I'm really
You shouldn't be. It was horrendous.
I'm really proud of that.
Well done.
Matt, can you imagine loads of tiny little duvets just the size of
awful. Like,
because
so
you'd
bad.
Roll over and it all just fall off you.
It'd be disgusting. The worst.
You'd have to like lie on your back flat and just put them over you like tiles.
And never
like,
move.
Like a tile on a floor.
No, so,
and never
no,
move.
No. So what would happen is... You'd have to take turns every night. So one night I would have to go around the whole family putting the tiles on, right, the blanket tiles, and then be like, good night. And then the next night you'd have to do it, everyone. And the person who does it that night just has to sleep with the one. Just devastated. Every other night one of us would be absolutely gutted.
Because do you know how you lose most of your heat goes from your feet and your head.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would honestly have to just put one over your feet and one over your head and just lie there. Like fucking like you'd be like the middle pages of a book just stapled.
So sad.
Yeah.
So, I'm loving my hot water bottle, by the way.
Not allowed that, by the way.
Oh, of course you're not.
Not allowed that
how
with
ridiculous.
The duvets. No, not allowed. He's been very, very clear
about
this.
Of course
he
has. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef?
Beef, 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 beef. Right. Ladies first.
So mine's kind of like an icky beef.
Lovely to hear.
Just the other day when me and you obviously were away, you went to put your backpack on your back, really, just fucking really weirdly, and hurt your back, and it was just gross. And you know when you're like, oh God, I'm married to you.
Right.
So you put, what was it? But why did you do so, it? So it was to hurt, so, not hurt your back, but you hurt your back.
No, I didn't mean to hurt my back. Hurting back wasn't part of it. Right. So sometimes if I've got a jacket on or something where I think pulling it, I just think if you've got layers on, if you're not just wearing a t-shirt, if you've got anything with long sleeves or even, God forbid, a coat as well, mm-hmm. and you pull a backpack on one arm and then you move your arm on the back and put it on the other arm, you fanny, sometimes it like grabs your watch and that, and I get me watch like caught on it and stuff and like scratch your watch. Sometimes you're just pulling it around, your jacket gets all hiked up and your hood ends up in it and stuff. So the way I like to sometimes put my backpack on when I've got the space and the energy.
It's awful.
So listener, dear listener, this is me how-to guide. So you pick your backpack up, put it on a table or something in front of you or whatever. So the back, it's like the backpack is wearing you. So you've got it the wrong way around in front of you. Not like you're going to put it on your front, like a baby carrier. You've got it in front of you, but it's the wrong way around. Yes, so it's facing away from you.
We get it.
Hold each sort of strap with your hands, like hold the right strap with your right hand and your left hand with your left.
He's doing the actions, by the way. I'm doing the action, right?
And then just throw it up into the air over your head and extend your arms, and it goes on like you've put a jumper on. It goes on like you've swung it right around and put a jumper on. But I did it on an angle the other day and I pulled a muscle in my back.
Well, what was that? What was that?
What?
Your sex appeal just jumped out the
dickhead.
Window.
Dickhead. You got us here because you're waiting for a parcel, aren't you? So I thought
I am waiting. Let's just check my text.
Oh, God.
No text. Where's my text, DPD? Where's my parcel, DPD? Want my parcel?
Okay.
Right. You got a beef for me?
Yeah, of course I've got a beef for you.
Right, go on then.
Again, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but it's getting even more ridiculous now.
It's getting...
Wow. Wow. you are absolutely...
So beautiful.
No. Yes, that as well. You are absolutely terrified of the prospect of possibly being slightly cold for a minute or two. No. Where whenever we go anywhere, right. Yeah, no, listen.
What?
Wherever we go anywhere, I need a coat? Do I need a coat? And I may have mentioned this before, but it gets even more ridiculous when we're touring together and we're going places, right? On the flight to go to fly down south the other day and flying back, you literally go, I'll need me big coat, and you take a massive big coat, and I go to you again and again, you won't need it, and you go, but what if I'm cold?
Yeah.
Newcastle Airport, you carried around a massive fucking coat.
Who
the
carried it
time.
Around?
You carried it.
Me? So what's your problem? It's got nothing to do with you.
Sorry. Did you not notice that? Because you were carrying that, I had to carry all the other stuff, like the stuff you bought.
That's bullshit.
I had to carry the stuff you bought.
Fuck off. Right, we're going to fall out here. All you do, our entire relationship, is offer to carry me fucking stuff, which might on paper sound really nice. It's irritating as shit. If I want you to carry something for us, right, we've been together 11 years, I'll ask you.
Wow.
I am not at the stage of being well-mannered to you anymore, right? If I'm struggling with something and you have got spare hands, I will say, could you please carry this? Right. All the time. Do you want me to carry that? No, I'm fine. Do you want me to carry that? No, I'm fine. I'm fucking fine. I didn't ask you to carry me coat, so it's got nothing to do with you whether I carry me coat or not. The reason I had the beef about your backpack was it wasn't even the way you put it on, because you can put your backpack on any fucking way you want, right? It was the fact that you hurt your back and you were literally like, oh, I've hurt my back. I was like, well, if you didn't put your backpack on like a fucking moron, then you wouldn't have hurt your back. Me carrying my coat around has got nothing to do with you.
Okay. It then becomes something to do with me.
And I'm sorry that I'm so mad, but I'm really triggered by this. I'm so triggered. Because all you've done is moan about me taking my coat places, but it's got nothing to do with you whether I take my coat or not.
What?
What's it got to do with you?
I've got to be seen with you while you carry big coats around.
So fuck, they're not even that big.
They're massive. They're massive. You were wearing a coat, you were carrying a coat, you had a coat in your bag. It's ridiculous. You're terrified of being cold. And then
I
on
hate
the way
being
back,
cold.
Listen, and then on the way back, I had to leave most of my stuff with our tour manager because your coat took up loads of space in the case.
You didn't want to take anything. You hate having stuff.
I do.
You hate
having
carrying
stuff.
Anything.
And I hate other people carrying stuff, especially fucking coats that they don't even need. You carry. My point is, you never learn, and you carry them around the whole time. And on the way back, that very same coat was in the case because you didn't need it. And the other coat that you had, you were carrying that fucker.
Right. Well, just know that I've been caught out a few times and been cold.
Right, okay, but you're saying it's like you caught hypothermia and you had to get fucking toes removed.
I've been a bit sad when I've been cold. There's now worse than being cold, especially on like transport and stuff.
There's much worse. I'd rather be too cold on transport than too hot. Much rather.
No, I disagree.
No? Carrying a load of bags and that, I would. You can warm yourself up. You can't cool yourself down in them situations.
Well, if it was hot, I wouldn't have a coat.
You'd still take it.
Oh, you've annoyed us. I don't know if we can carry on.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
As always, if you'd like to get in touch with anything at all, a story, a would you rather, an embarrassing tale, or indeed a question, old school, shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com is where you want to send it.
Hello, Ramses. Just a short one.
That's what she said.
I'm listening to the last episode. And the listener who wrote in about the guy wearing a denim jacket under a leather jacket.
Oh, Larry Layers. Love
it. Yes, Larry Layers. My dad used to sit near a bloke at the football who was nicknamed Dulux because he always wore two coats.
Dulux?
Dulux.
Why?
Like the paint.
Oh, two coats.
And you've got to explain it,
oh,
Chris.
Oh, two coats. I'm sorry.
God.
I was thinking of the dog.
You are.
Whenever you say Dulux.
You're supposed to be.
Whenever you say Dulux, I was thinking of the coat. I was thinking of the dog, sorry.
But it is the dog.
Yeah, but I was thinking so much of the dog that I didn't think of the two coats.
Is it a Dulux dog? Is that what the dogs are called?
No, but I believe they have been now known as the Dulux dog, but I don't know what kind. Are they the same as the one from Magic Roundabout? But I don't know what they're called. Or no, maybe they're not. I don't know. Dulux dog is not the name of them. Or is it?
I don't know.
Oh, Jesus. Google!
Because you remember Labrador puppies? They were the Andrex puppies.
Yeah, but they were called Labradors.
But I just saw them Andrex dogs.
Yeah. But you think, okay.
Tell you what, that is marketing done right, isn't it?
Oh, crazy.
That is such clever marketing.
What kind of dog is the Dulux dog? Old English sheepdog.
There you go. People will be screaming at us.
Yeah, there we go. They've been synonymous with the Dulux brand. It's a common nickname. Dulux dog is now a common nickname for the breed, but they're actually called Old English sheepdogs. Mm-hmm. You learn and you laugh on this podcast. So
sometimes.
Well, neither of those things are promised.
Hello there, Mr. and Mrs. Ramsey.
Ooh.
Long time listener, first time writing in. Please keep me anonymous.
Always.
I've wanted to write in with this story for years, but I have never found the courage to press send.
Years. Years in the making.
Mm-hmm. I've been with my husband for almost 10 years. Same as us.
Ooh.
When we first started dating, we would spend a week at a time at each other's houses. As you know, when you're young and in love, things get frisky.
They do indeed.
When you're first getting to know each other, exploring.
Oh, aye.
And all that. Every little dark little crevice.
Oh, aye.
Remember? Do you remember?
Blocked out. Great. Blocked out my brain.
Brilliant.
Rosie, the crevices I found were too dark.
Shut up.
Sorry.
Awful. Anyway, here's a little information that will help you understand my story. When we first started dating, it was around the time that we started getting charged for shopping bags. Do you remember?
What a fucking, what a way to pinpoint that. That's absolutely fantastic. And you know what? I can really, really relate to exactly when that was.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Same as when they stopped smoking in bars and nightclubs. Oh, I remember.
Great.
Yeah, I remember. So it was around about that time when you started getting charged for shopping bags.
Got you.
And my now mother-in-law was ruthless when it came to recycling her bags.
Okay.
So moving on, it was our week at his house and we had been at it like rabbits. Safely, of course. After sex, he disposes of his condom in his Asda bag lined bin with their supermarket bags available.
Oh God, I know where this is going. Oh God.
Thinking nothing of it, a few days later, his mum goes on one of her bag recycling searches around the house as she needed a bag to put her friend's Christmas gift in.
Oh no. Oh, I didn't. I thought she was going to go to the shops with it. Oh God. Oh Jesus.
She found a bag and off she went to meet her friends for Christmas lunch. A few hours later, a very angry mother-in-law slams her way into the house, calling my husband, then boyfriend, into the kitchen, where she asked what he was putting in Asda bags instead of the bin. When it hit him, she had taken his empty bin bag to use to carry her friend's gifts.
It just had it had one Johnny in it.
Yeah. She then explained that her friend and then boss had found...
Oh, come all ye faithful. Is that a Christmas song?
Yes, it is, yeah. That her boss had found... stuck to her gift set, a 5-day-old crusty used condom.
5 days.
Oh, sorry. My God.
There's a condom on here. 4 or 5 days old, this, Janice. Easily 4 or 5 days old, this. Tell him.
That is so bad. But I feel like...
Great.
As parents now, listening with young children, we all collectively need to remember these things.
Yes.
Because when your kids are little, I just go into our boys' rooms like they're my room.
I'm
in and out
as
I want. I'll take things, I'll use things, I'll do whatever I want, go through the drawers.
All right, power play.
No, because I'm in charge of them.
I know what you mean.
Currently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's going to come a time when I am not.
Yeah.
And I need to remember.
You can't just barge in.
Don't take a bin out. Don't take a bag out your bairn's room. Because, yes, they're your bairn. They'll always be your bairn. But they also... have sex with their partner and put their used condoms in there. And that, like,
that's why I think you've just got to be like, you need to empty your bin. Empty your bin. Clean your room. You clean your room and you empty your bin. He has a bin liner, put stuff in it.
But
why? Because I don't want to fucking find your Johnnies. That's why. Your cum socks, you dirty little pervert. Sorry.
The thing is, though, there's going to be a time when you're too busy to think about, we'll not remember this story.
Yeah.
And we're going to be too busy and it's going to happen.
I aim to be retired when I'm 45, so I don't think so. I'm not going to be busy.
You'll never retire at 45. That's bullshit.
Ah, okay, 40.
You'll be dead by then.
Oh, of course, yeah, I forgot.
You will. Although, actually, no, you won't. You'll probably live till you're 100 and odd. And what kept you alive? It was my anxiety.
kept us going. Like a rod up my back, keeping us straight.
Oh God, he outlived all. Even though he thought he was going to die every other week.
Every day. Do you know, I think I told you this, I went for a massage the other day.
I was there, mate.
Yeah, we stayed in a nice hotel, I went for a massage. And every single time I go for a massage, they go, oh my God, the tension in your shoulders. There's so many knots. I go, yeah, it's just me like every single massage I have, they are flabbergasted.
So what is that? Is that anxiety?
Yeah, it's just anxiety and stress and just the way I carry myself. And they always do it, they run that like elbow across like me sort of the fleshy bit of the sort of top of your shoulder blade. And it's like they're running it across our gravel drive. It's like...
Really?
And like, the elbow's bumping up and down and they're like, they're always... So like, you know, the music's on and just like, and breathe in and just doing that thing with the...
Oh, I love that.
You hear them put the little oil in their hands. You hear little sort of portions opening that, and it's all like quiet. And it's like, there's music on. And then they just like go over my back, and they always go, oh God. And like you hear them, they're like mortified at how horrible and tight my body is.
Oh, always. Jesus. I had a gorgeous facial, but...
You're welcome.
Awful. But I just had a massage, and because I've got a little bit of a cold, my head was like down for the massage.
Yeah.
And then obviously my nose got really blocked.
Yeah.
I told you though, didn't I? My nose got really blocked, and at one point I like wiped my nose with my hand, and then you were like, did the massage your feet? And I was like, yeah, it was lovely. And you were like, oh, when they do your hands? And I was like, oh, she didn't do my hands.
Yeah, of course she didn't do your hands.
Just wiped my nose.
picking your nose and
I had to wipe it on the towel on my way up. That.
Oh, great. Oh, that's disgusting.
So when I took my head out of the slot, me nose, I got it. So there was just like water dripping down my nose. Like,
oh.
Not pure, but just like, you know. So I had to like wipe it discreetly on the towel as I turned over. And then she was doing me facial. I couldn't breathe. So I was having to breathe out my mouth like.
The very thing you tell me off for doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Poor lady.
Oh. God, yeah, that's still, I'm not, they always go, like, I always have a massage, and it's always nice, but whenever I have one, they go, you need to have these more regularly, and I'm like, yeah, well, it's probably going to take us a good few months to get over the stress and anxiety of having this massage, so.
Why?
I just find them stressful.
Oh, God.
I just find them stressful.
Why?
I don't know. Like,
it's
you know,
like
when
the least stressful thing in the
world. It's not, man, it's
How
not.
How is it not?
Because so I get obsessed with, like, symmetry, so I'm like, if my face is in the circle.
Do you count how many times I've touched each
side of
your
body? No, but if
they
do one side a bit more than the other, I'm like, great, I'm walking in circles for a week then. I'm going to fall over. I'm going to be unbalanced. If they do one bit a bit more, I'll count and I'll be like, right, so she's done that. And then up.
No,
and then
you don't
yeah,
count.
Yeah. So I'm like, she's done a bit more on the right-hand side there. She's done an elbow up and then thing down. Then she's done something with her palm. Right, she missed the elbow on the left side. Great, I'm going to die. You know the little hole in the thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes the little hole in the thing, like it's touching one, like it might be touching one of my eyes, but it isn't touching the other eye. So if I'm not symmetrical in that, I'm like, oh God. But then if I move, I'm like, oh, they're gonna think something's wrong. Oh, if they go near my feet, I want to die.
I don't think you should get them anymore.
I don't like the bit where they go to do your back and they pull the towel down and then
right past your arse.
They tuck it into you. They basically pull your underpants down and they tuck the towel in above your just down your arse crack. What are you doing?
I know it is a bit intense. Right?
I said I want a massage, not take me temperature. I fucking check what I've had for me breakfast. So I don't know. It's always weird. I know they're professional, and I know, you know, it's like, I've never been to like a back lane massage. There's never any fear of a wank or anything, but I just, oh, God. It's just so stressful. They're just, I don't know, they're like, oh, I don't know, I turn over and move down the bed. Oh, God. And then they do.
I don't relax, to be fair. My mind
lift
goes
your leg
mad.
Up.
I can't.
They lift your leg up. Did she do the thing where she lifts your leg up? And I'm like, oh, I can't relax my leg, so it feels like I'm pushing my leg against her. I'm like, oh, this is... inside my head when I'm having a I'm probably burning thousands of calories because my brain's going fucking off it. Off it.
I was doing that. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Side note as well, I can't imagine anything worse than getting a happy ending after a massage. Can't imagine anything worse.
Well, having a wank after a massage.
I would die on the spot.
Why?
I would be ill if they were like, oh, do you want the wank now? I'd be like, one, you've ruined the mood by asking formally.
Well, surely it could be sorted before you go in.
Couldn't
so you
think of worse.
But then all the way through, you'd be thinking,
when's the wank?
When they're going to do
it. I can't imagine. I don't think it's a thing. I think it's an urban myth. I don't think it's ever fully happened. Nah.
Chris.
Right, well, the massage can't be that good then.
I don't like, so my whole thing with paying for sex, right? I don't know whether this is why. I don't think many women pay for sex. I could be completely wrong. There could be a world that I don't know about. But
how women? Your rich housewives of Beverly Hills and all them, they'll use blooming proper.
They might do.
They'll use proper lush male escort agencies in America that are like 10 grand a night and that. Of course.
Possibly. I don't know. But then you would just always know that you are paying them.
Well, yeah, I think. Is that not part of the thing?
Is it?
Don't know.
Because I'd always be like. I don't know whether I'd be like, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, you would be like, how much extra for cuddles after?
God. But then, I just don't think it'll be
and,
as enjoyable.
And will I need me caught? what'll the temperature be in the room? Are we cold?
Do you think it's like a power thing that they might enjoy more? Because I can just imagine, like, if you worked in a massage parlour that gave wanks, right? As me as a person, if I was a masseuse.
Yeah.
Every time I see one with a wank, I'd be like, oh, for fuck's sake.
If it comes through on the system?
Comes
through
on the system, you'd go, it would be like, no, it'd be like.
It comes through on the booking form on the computer. What
it
you
might
got a,
do.
Oh, I've had a cancellation. Julia, I've had a cancellation. What you got on the system? Well, I've got a massage and a wank at 3. Oh, I've got just a wank at 4. That's good. Like, no.
Chris,
It's not. I guarantee it's not computerized. It's definitely illegal in this country anyway.
Is it?
It's definitely not computerized.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, then it'll be some sort of secret. It'll be like a star next to it. So you could be like at 2 o'clock. You'd have such like you know Bruce in for just something. You'd be go. Oh God! Thank God! I've only got the back and neck.
Yeah.
You'd be like, get in.
And then, again, all day
you'd be thinking, I'm gonna have to wank him off.
No, I'm telling you, no one goes to the. No one in the world has ever gone to the wank massage parlor and went. Can you sort out my sciatica? I very much believe the massage
Do you not think they're a real massage place?
I believe the massage level would be the same as the other day when our kids were trying to massage us and they were just slapping our back.
Right, so you don't think they're trained masseuses?
I absolutely don't think they're not going to sort your vertebrae out or your scoliosis, are they? No, they're going to put a bit of oil on your back and then wank you off and send you home. And if anything, I feel like the wank will last longer than the massage. They're not going
to... So you're telling me they're not even been on a course?
No! They've not been on a course. They will not have seen a poster of the human anatomy. I guarantee it. They're not...
So they don't even pretend? There's not even a little ounce of like...
I guarantee... Smell
when they put the oils in your face.
There'll be none of that. And I tell you what, once someone's wiped their nose on a towel, that'll not get changed for a few weeks.
Oh, God.
And the wiping the nose will be the least of your worries. Did I never tell you when I lived in Chorlton in Manchester and I was looking for a physio and I typed in massage near me and it was a
there you go. So how can you tell me that they don't exist? They clearly exist?
Yeah.
They absolutely exist.
Yeah, I think I've talked myself round during this of that it's not a massage at all.
It's just a brothel.
It's just a brothel. I think it's just a brothel.
Yeah, I think so.
Like I say, they're not like, oh, you got a lot of tension here.
There was something on Real Housewives, and one of them said, as like a sign to get a happy ending.
Yeah.
So if you're getting a massage, like when you kind of like rub yourself from side to side, not rub, like you put your hand like on your leg and over and over, and then that's a sign to them like, oh
Jesus, I can't go.
What if
I do that by accident now? What if next time I go for a massage, I do
that? You wouldn't love to have a wank at the end of a massage.
I absolutely would not like a wank at the end
Why
of a massage.
Why wouldn't you?
I'm married. I'm married to you.
Take me out of the equation.
But who am I married to then?
Nobody.
She got it wanking.
No. You're single?
No, I'm all right.
Really?
It just makes us nervous. No, I'm absolutely okay.
If I was single and I was thinking, I'd be worried all the way through.
I couldn't.
Because you'd
couldn't
literally be
it.
Like, when they're going to start.
I couldn't enjoy
what
it.
What's the rank?
I couldn't enjoy
but
it.
But that's the thing. Like, to men, does it matter what people look like if you get a happy ending? Because what if you were lay there?
Well, normally, when you're on your front, there's a towel over your face. Could be anyone.
What do they do underneath the table?
No. You lie on your back. When you lie on your back, they put the towel over your face when they massage the front of your body, don't they?
You know quite a lot of this.
Because I had a fucking massage last week, not a wank. I'm saying you lie on your back and they put a towel over your face.
No, they don't.
That's what you did to me. Oh, did she not want to look at my face? Am I ugly?
She put a towel on your face.
She put a towel over my face when I was lying on my back. She put a towel over my face. Yeah. Is that not bad? She did. She put it on my face and she pushed in where my eyes are. She pushed her two little thumbs in where my eyes are.
Why'd you put a towel over your face?
I don't know. Am I repulsive?
Did you get a wank?
Not that I know of. I mean, I drifted off at one point, maybe.
You don't get a towel over your face.
Rosie, she put a towel over my face. What are you trying to say? No, it's just a towel.
I've never had a towel over my face. You just shut your eyes.
Well, yeah, but you put the towel over and like I say, she pushed over and she pushed in her two little thumbs where my eyes were and it sort of dented in a bit and I just had the towel over me. It was actually quite nice because I was like, one of my worries
disappeared. Did you have a towel over your crotch?
Obviously.
Right.
And then...
So weird, you put a towel... You literally do repulse her.
Yeah, I think that's it. Well, it was much... With the towel over my face, it was so much better because then I didn't have to worry about what I was doing with my face.
Oh, God, she's probably seen your face. You were probably like...
She probably felt the tension in it. Yeah. She was probably getting one knot out and another one was popping back up.
Or she just thought, I'm not going to give him any eye contact because I've given too many wanks today. I'm all wanked out.
All wanked out.
I got a cum full of buckets and a bucket full of cum in the corner and I'm all wanked out. Right.
Oh, that was a long wank chat.
It was. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Chris and Rosie Ramsey. I have a funny story. Well, I think it is. Me and my hubby have been together for 5 years and nearly been married for 1 year. Impending anniversary. Congratulations.
They've been married for nearly 1 year.
Yeah,
not nearly been married for 1 year.
I did say nearly been married for one. So it's coming up to a year.
Right, because nearly been married for 1 year implies that every other day they're like, should we go to the registry office? Oh, it's too late. Okay. We'll go tomorrow.
No.
Oh, busy again. Oh, God. Oh, it's closed on a Sunday afternoon.
Nearly
oh,
there.
We'll go
nearly
next weekend. Nearly been married for a year. Oh.
Right. No, you're wrong. When me and my hubby first got together, it was long distance and we would be travelling between cities to see each other. Totally in love, of course, and raring for bed as soon as we saw each other.
Okay.
On one occasion, in squeaky bed, as we called it, in brackets, I had a horrendous metal bed.
Okay.
We were in between making sweet love, missionary style. Oh, love it. And my hubby...
Lazy.
Love missionary.
Lazy.
My hubby misheard what I said. I said something like, that's it. Where he thought I said... Slap my tits. To which he then...
Oh, why would that be a thing?
To which he then randomly slapped my tits. I was shocked, but wanted to act like, oh, okay, this is what he likes, and continued with it. I can't remember how long later, but we spoke about it, something like, oh, you like that then? Which he replied, no, I thought you wanted that. We then realised what had happened. Now, randomly, we sometimes bring it up, just saying, slap my tits. Just wondering if you've ever had any funny happenings during your most intimate moments.
You know, I'm imagining, you know when a boxer does the speed bag, like, I'm imagining that. Slap my tits, that's awful.
I think you just must have slapped them. Like upwards, slap.
like an uppercut.
Yeah.
Boosh.
Yeah.
Would that not hurt?
Nah.
No?
Pretty robust tits. Unless you do one.
Right, okay. And that's
oh, if you do one, that'd hurt. But that type, nah, look. It's like mine now. Listen, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Jesus Christ, that was actually quite hard.
Yeah, they don't hurt.
Are you
at
okay?
All. They've actually not got much, unless you do one or on your period. Other than that, fat glands, man. Fat glands.
Stop, Dirk, you're freaking us out.
Do you want a slap?
No.
I've got a bra on, I've got my tan on. Go on, have a slap.
No,
well, I've got a nibble on.
Oh, you like it then, do you?
Hey.
Oh, God.
Still got it.
There we go. Still got it. That might be a new law for the podcast. You slapping your own tits.
Oh, God.
Oh, man alive. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Hi, Ramses. I was just listening to the episode where you spoke about Prince being able to suck himself off.
Right, allegedly.
Allegedly.
I know he's dead, but I don't want his estate getting in touch and trying to fucking do over.
I do forget who's dead and who's alive.
I do forget.
When you just said, because he's dead, I was like, is he dead? He is. It reminded me of the celebrity rumours that went round my high school.
Celebrity rumours that went round this person's high school?
Yeah.
Right.
I shouldn't rock. The first one was when Michael Jackson died. I was in year 7 at the time, and the rumour going around the entire school...
God, they were in year 7. I was on tour when Michael Jackson died.
I was working in Rhodes.
Twitter crashed.
The rumour going around the entire school was that his ghost haunted our science block.
His ghost haunted their science block? Where? In England?
Yeah.
But he died in Neverland.
And many, many kids had seen him multiple times walking the corridors. As an 11-year-old, I fully believed this and wanted to be the last, and didn't want to be the last person to walk in the classroom in case he grabbed me. I grew up in northwest London, so it was extremely unlikely that Michael Jackson's spirit decided to make his way to London to haunt a basic school in a boring neighborhood.
And on a quiet night, just outside the physics lab. If you say his name 3 times in the reflection of the mirror and you really listen, you'll just hear a faint.
You're going to say that. Do you remember some of the stuff at school?
Here he is, he's coming. Can you hear him, kids? Can you hear him?
Run. Do you remember at school the Candyman thing?
Yeah, yeah, see it in the mirror. God. Yeah, yeah.
I was terrified of that.
Yeah.
There was one say Candyman, it 3 times.
Say Candyman 3 times in the mirror. Say Bloody Mary 3 times in the mirror.
Scary,
yeah. The stuff you'd believe. Mm. Absolute horseshit. Mm. Great. It's one kid just decided to say it. So they'd seen that Michael Jackson had died on the news, and they went, "Oh, he owns our science blocks." And all the other kids went, "Hey, God, fucking idiots!" Oh, great. But I mean, I'd believe stuff like that.
Oh, same. Babadoo, 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 ba. G'day, Chris and Rousey from Australia.
Oh, God.
Just started your podcast and absolutely loving it. Thank you very much. Question for you, but a bit of a backstory.
Okay.
Sorry, take that bit out, Daisy. I hadn't edited it out.
No, no.
What?
No, say that again.
Why?
Just say it all again.
Just started your podcast and absolutely loving it. Hmm. Question for you, but bit of a backstory.
Or is it an outback story?
Wow.
Eh?
Well done.
Eh? Might not be worth it, but there you go.
It's not worth it. My sister bought me a massage gun for my birthday.
Oh, a massage heavy the day. Does it wank you off at the end?
Well, are you ready for this? A few months into using it, I discovered a different use for it.
Oh, God. Oh, God, man. What? Pervert.
I use it when I'm alone and sad to massage my pickle about 1 to 2 times a week.
Is this a woman?
No.
Pickle?
Yeah.
Penis?
Yes.
This is a grown man. Yeah. Calling his penis a pickle.
Well,
on
yeah.
An email.
Yeah. He's Australian. They might call it pickle over there.
I still don't think I'm okay with
tickle
that.
Tickle my pickle.
Now that you've said it like that, I'm 100% okay with it.
Yeah. So he uses it on there, which is, you know, it's his massage gun. He can do what he wants.
Sorry, I've got a massage gun. That would hurt like fuck.
Yeah. Quick question, right? Have you seen the vibrators in America? Them, like, massive ones that plug in the wall. And they're huge.
Plug in the wall.
They're like, they use them in porn all the time. They're like massive, big ones. Like, they look like proper massagers.
Sorry, they plug in the wall.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Not
yeah.
Battery, not rechargeable.
Well, I'm sure you could probably just charge them, but they're massive.
Plug in the wall.
Have you seen them? They're huge. No. I think they must be really old school or just like that's what they use.
No, I don't
over
know.
Over here, ours are all tiny, the dinky right. Ones. Anyway.
That's mental. You've not got a story about that. That was just all you wanted to say.
That's all I wanted to say.
I can't imagine in what world I would trust putting something that is plugged into the wall inside my body. I can't imagine what world that would be.
I don't think any women, just want to put this out there, don't think anyone's sticking them inside.
Unless they're filming it for money.
Maybe.
If you're filming it for money,
I don't. Maybe I might be wrong. Girls, are you doing that when you're having a wank? Because I don't really get it.
Okay.
Yeah, just...
Let it vibrate on the outside.
It's all about the clitoral action, Chris. It's not... Nobody wants a penetrative
you heard
wank.
It here first, guys.
Yeah, well done. Right, okay, so listen. It goes on.
Mm-hmm.
I moved in with my two nans, aged 107 and 74, a year ago.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Why are your two nans living together?
So I think it's his nana and his great nana.
Oh!
So I think it's his grandma... And his grandma's obviously the 74.
And 70 odd. Wow.
And then the great grandma's 107. So I'm guessing.
Had 130 odd. Oh my God.
Yeah. So, you know, just.
Lucky to have both of them still. Fair enough.
Lush, innit?
They are very unlucky for what you're doing under their roof, which I'm about to hear about.
A month into living here, my nan, 74 year old, the younger one, found my massage gun and said, "You mean to tell me I've got hip problems and you've had this all along?"
Oh God.
She then grabbed it, took it out, and used it on her hip. She unfortunately really likes it and now also uses it a couple of times a week.
On her vagina.
No.
And now she's pregnant.
Oh, Jesus.
With your child.
No, that is not it. Stop. My question
is... I'm so sorry.
There's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do I tell her what I use it for or is ignorance bliss in this case? I haven't stopped using it for my purpose, but I do clean it.
Couple of things. Clean it. Don't, God almighty, don't tell her.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe buy her own. You're living there rent free, you piece of shit. Buy her own as a little present. If not, please continue to clean it. Maybe even buy a different head for it and have one head for you, one head for
her. I would say they'd buy her one.
My mate of mine gave me one and I've got all the different, there's loads of different heads. You know, you can have your pickle head, awful, and have a head that you give her. Stop calling your dick a pickle. That's the three things I need you to take away from this correspondence. Thank you for getting in touch.
Have you ever used a vibrator on your penis?
No.
It might be quite nice.
I'm all right. Like, again,
it's a time thing, isn't it?
I just think.
One day we'll have loads of time, you know. We're going to have loads of time on our hands. We could literally, one day, Chris.
One day
we could spend a full day, right, uninterrupted, just trying out loads of stuff on your penis.
Can I go to jiu-jitsu instead?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So boring. Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you so much. Oh, little clappity clap. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
It is indeed. Thank you so, so much for listening. ShagMarriedAnnoyed@gmail.com if you want to get in touch. ShagMarriedAnnoyed.com if you want to hoover up the last few tickets for the remaining shows. And obviously, don't forget, if you come to the shows, please send your beefs and we'll see you there. They've been amazing so far. All the crowds have been awesome and you're awesome for listening. And we'll be back in years next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.